have Mr. Carlson waiting for you. Here you are.
Yes, sir.
Chuck, I had an idea that I talked to Al Haig about, and he's supposed to implement it. Ron said that Henry gave a brilliant thing to the press.
Now,
the thing about it is that, probably you hadn't noticed, but that, however, should not be put out to our troops in that form.
Mm-hmm.
I have asked Haig, and you follow up, and I want this done this afternoon and tonight if they have to work all night, to have either Buchanan may be the best, or Sapphire might be, to take it on a Q&A basis,
mm-hmm.
and to say, what about POWs? I mean, take the questions that we really want.
The gut questions, right.
And then the gut questions, and say, here are some answers to questions that you may have with regard to our peace plan.
Mm-hmm.
Whack, 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 whack.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that would be very
also
helpful.
Send one, among others, to Agnew, who seems to be the guy who doesn't understand it the least.
Well, that's right. We had a bit of a problem yesterday, but I think we're all right on it. I think he will agree to do a major speech on this Saturday in Florida. He was trying to go after Muskie, but I'd kind of like to use him to build a good second wave of...
Everybody should support the president. This is the only chance to have peace.
Call for national unity, and that's a good
and
line.
And national unity is the only chance for negotiation. It'll help our POWs. Help our POWs. The way to get negotiation, we must be united. If we are disunited, we won't get negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
And negotiation is the only way to get our POWs.
Mm-hmm. Well, that Q&A taken from the briefing, Mr. President, would be very helpful. Our fellows can use that, and I will.
You can follow up. I told Haig, and just call Haig and say, how's it coming? Sapphire could do it very fast, or Buchanan could, or the two could do it together, whatever they want.
But actually, Sapphire, because he's been working on this.
Fine. Well, you can call Bill, and
I'll get him into it.
And, call Haig first. Haig has already called. Haig hasn't called him, and say, get Sapphire, and then you get going. We're going to... Fine. But the reactions today, have you continued to be able to heat the boys up now?
Well, yes, sir. And we're just going to, all of our people are just going to work on it right around the clock. We will stay on this
and keep
it going.
Their spirit, how's their spirit?
Marvelous. And,
the wires were, what we had were extremely emotional, which is an interesting thing. They're saying, God bless you, and all that sort of stuff. So maybe we caught an emotional wave here.
Well, everybody that I've talked to, Mr. President, I've talked to a lot of people today. Two things come through very, very strong. Credibility of the president and sympathy for him, that he suffered this alone and took all of the outrageous abuse of the critics and never once winced. He stuck to his guns.
Now, that was the thing Harris told you last night.
Yes, and I bet I've been getting it from everybody else. And
why don't you get Sinlinger a call, see what his poll shows? He should poll.
Well, he's polling now for us. And Ed Brooke, for example, today said he'd heard from people who just were the most ardent anti-Nixon people, saying that, my God, we have to hand it to him. And Ed said quite an extraordinary reaction from people who...
So good.
He's never heard good things about Nixon before. And, I think it's there, Mr. President. Our job is to sustain it, not just for a day, but for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. And to keep it on, because the second wave will be the North Vietnamese turning it down. Then we've got to just take our rage out on them rather than on ourselves.
That's exactly
right. Stick to this line. This line is sound. It's right.
Oh, I think you're in a marvelous posture. I think our job is to use our best spokesman. I'm going to use Elliot, who was yesterday in that 4 o'clock meeting was just spectacular.
Elliot probably feels good about this.
Oh, he's very up, and he's extremely articulate. And I want to use him for a major speech. The vice president, George Bush,
is great. He's a
good guy. Rogers is going to have a press conference tomorrow, as you probably
Bill is great,
and he's very up. No problem.
He should have a press conference. That's very good.
Well, we've got that laid on for tomorrow.
And, send Henry's Q&A over to, don't send Henry's whole text, but the Q&A thing, the high spots of our briefing here, and ask him to follow up, and also be sure he's televised. Point out to Rogers that we did not have Henry televised, because we wanted to keep it at the proper level.
Oh, that's a good point.
He'll appreciate that. But that I talked to you, and I said, be sure he goes on television, if possible, even live.
Mm-hmm. I think I could arrange that. I think he'd be right up to it. I'll talk to Bill about that.
Whatever he wants, right.
But we will keep it going, Mr. President. We've been working a lot today on some of the left.
Right.
We interviewed Clark Kerr.
Clark's
got him, and he's agreed to make a statement. And Stanton called me this morning and said, if there are any of these fellows you want us to put on, we'll put them on. So I gave Stanton Kerr's name. We may get him on the network.
Right.
But he represents a whole group of doves,
right.
You know.
Right.
We're finding some converts in the house. We're doing some recruiting and finding some of the former doves who are,
right.
will swing over, which will have an impact.
Right. Any swingers that come over, that will knock out that Times Post line that it was a mixed reaction crap, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I
any swingers you can get a list out, you know, get that to Ziegler. Have you got to Ziegler the great reaction?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, and I sent him over to
push that out.
Okay. Yes, sir, and I sent him this morning some telegrams that we got from POW families that were just beautiful.
Where are they?
You saw them.
Great.
Gorgeous. Three of them that were
great.
Yeah, people said they've never lost their faith. By the way, did you get the ratings on last night?
No, what were they?
Just spectacular.
The ratings?
Yes, sir. I think
Bob just walked in. He may have
them. Yeah, well, one rating service gave us a 56.1. The other gave us 66.4. But if you average that,
58.
Well, you'd say 62% of the...
Well, one of them gave 66, another gave 56.
So the combination is over 60, and that's 60% of all television sets in America, so...
Right.
That's a hell of a rating. The build-up...
Good. Good, okay.
We'll keep at it. Thank you, Mr. President.